Welcome back to the CTO Studio. I am your host, Nikolai Walker. Today, we are joined in studio by Imad Georgi, who has written the Technology Leadership Playbook. Some really, really good stuff there. And today, we want to talk about the immigrant's complex view of self. And that being said, I want to ask Mr. Georgi, who is, incidentally, of Egyptian descent, do Egyptians consider themselves Africans?
Most do. There's a debate. Like, are we part of the Middle East? Are we part of Africa? We're part of Africa.
Egypt is on the African continent.
Yeah, there isn't much logic in African cultures.
I miss very, very much that I'm not there.
Yeah, I totally get the feeling.
Well, we moved about 22, 23 years ago, and I would attribute it to youthful ignorance plus political chaos. So sort of youthful ignorance in we're going to travel and explore the world, and then we fell in love with the world. And then the political chaos in South Africa, where if because you're white, you can't get a job. And because of all the murders and all the war on white people, we technically can't go back.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's complex. Well, you know, it's, and then you have this feeling of, well, you know, white people were murdering black people in South Africa for decades and decades. And so, yeah, it's just a strange thing. I have my own pain. I have my own struggles. But it's not greater than anyone else's pain and struggles. And it's not less than anyone else's pain and struggles, or maybe it is.
I had a very different experience, by the way. Like, I was born in Cairo. My parents immigrated when I was a baby to Glendale, California, from Cairo. I don't know, growing up right up to teenage years, I had this like strong pride in being Egyptian, and you know, it was a big part of who I am, and I had this idealistic thing. And we would go back every year, every other year in the summers. And I distinctly remember a trip, 14 years old, I went back, and was so happy to be back, and explore my country, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, literally when I got there, they took one look at me and they're like, you're American. And I remember it broke my heart. It was like, what? And then I remember coming back here and people were like, well, you look different. Where are you from? I'm like, oh, Los Angeles. No, where are you really from? I'm like, okay, so I don't belong there and I don't belong here. And so it just started this like identity journey, right, where you come to terms with the fact that you're both, and that's okay.
And that is okay. I mean, I'll never forget flying back to South Africa. So oft in the late 90s, where we were the Rainbow Nation, and Mandela had created this unbelievable reconciliatory tone, and the country felt like it was on a good wicket. It was cool to go and travel, and oh yeah, we live in London. Oh yeah, we live in Germany. Oh we live in, you know, and all the South Africans were like, oh man, go do it. You know, so proudly South African, and it's cool. Tell me more about it. Tell me all these things. And I will never forget, I think in the early 2000s, it stopped being cool. It stopped being cool to say you're not in the country anymore. And stories about travels and stories about how, oh, I live in America and everything is great. It just stopped being, it started becoming something that we were a bit embarrassed to say. And of course, then your accent starts changing a little bit, and then people start saying, oh, so, you know, first thing you do when you see friends and family is like, where are you guys? Oh, we're in San Diego. Oh, okay, you guys left the country. Yeah, so it's a tragedy.
It really is. It's yeah. But you know, it's part of who you are, no matter what. So.
Well, yeah, and it's not a tragedy for me so much. It's more like the tragedy for me is when you lose that bond with your home country to the point where you're neither them or you're neither us, and so now you are your own thing.
Yeah, it's like it's just part of who you are, you know. Yeah. So, you know, as you know, I run my own consulting practice, Georgie Technology Leadership. You know, we're committed to scaling organizations and architecture. So we do a lot of work with CTOs and their leadership teams, and sometimes with a lot of business teams as well, because a lot of times it's the business teams that really don't understand their technology partners, and it goes hand in hand.
Thanks again for joining us here in the CTO studio. And thank you to Imad Georgie, who is the former CTO of Experian and currently runs his own consulting firm. We got completely carried away in our conversation about the immigrants' complex view of themselves, but trust me, it was worth it. If you would please head over to 7ctos.com, as well as go over to ctostudio.fm and join this conversation and other topics that are available there. And do go check out Georgie Technology Leadership. And as always, we will see you next time.